Thank you for calling Elite 14. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Terry. My name is Pearl Fernandes, and I made a horrible mistake. I canceled my card, I think it was last week, and I had I paid it all off. And the girl told me that I had $55 in points. So stupidly, after I had cleared everything with her, I went and shredded my card. And then I went to use my 55 points at Shoppers Drug Mart, and they said, you need your card. So I'm wondering if you can help me.
Okay. Can I get your zip code?
N6C5Z5.
Okay. I'm going to go by your last name because I know sometimes it gives me a hard time with that.
Okay.
Can I get your last name?
Yes, it's Fernandes, and it's Fernandes.
Okay, Fernandes?
Fer.
Fer.
Yeah, okay. F as in Frank.
Fernandes.
It's Pearl.
Okay, I believe I got it right. It looks because the R is touching the N, so it makes it look like it could be
M. I know. Other people have said the same thing.
Okay, I'm just going to make sure I got it correctly. F as in Frank,
F as in Frank.
F as in Frank.
Oh, okay.
E as in Edward, R as in Robert, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David.
Uh-huh.
And that's it?
E-S after the D.
E, and did you say F as in Frank or S as in Sam? Because it's kind of sound the same.
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam. Okay.
Right.
I do apologize. Our headset makes F and S sound so close together. Okay. And you said your first name was again?
Pearl.
Miss Pearl. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. Can I get you to verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 854 Commissioners Road East, apartment 504, London, Ontario, N6C5Z5.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. Let's see, you called in March. Then you call back in June 10th to get information for a gift card because Colin said she did not get her informed because she has to use gift card. Okay. Let's see here. And you needed your gift card for your leggings. How many have you already gotten, ma'am?
Oh, for the leggings, I'm still dealing with them. Unfortunately, I had to go to town. My sister had a stroke, and she's in a wheelchair, and I started to deal with them, and then I had to go to Godrich to look after her for a while.
Okay.
So I've been back and forth constantly, and I have not finalized that as yet.
Okay. Well, let me just bear with me a couple minutes, Emma. I'm just going to check your gift cards to make sure they're okay, and then I can give them to you over the phone if you would like, so that way you'll be able to go and purchase your leggings, okay? Because all you need is that gift code that I'm going to give you.
No, but I need this for – this is just when I close my account that I'm talking about.
So you just need the last one?
Yeah, the last one there, yes.
Okay, okay, I can get that for you. I just want to check it to make sure it's still active, okay? Because if not, we'll have to take and make sure you get one that's active.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see here. And that was, you ended your account in February, so that was in February. Let me see.
No, I ended it just a week ago or so. I didn't go through with it in February. My husband passed away, and I'm sort of like, you know, everything's up in the air for me right now. And I canceled it. I believe it was last week, or it could have been the week before, but I think it was last week. In fact, I'm almost positive.
Okay, you must have had it when you called in the first time. You must have had an extension for it, because it says here you called in March to cancel.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't cancel.
Account. Yeah, well, see, it shows here that they add note. March 13th, it was canceled out.
No.
It's when they canceled it.
No.
And then you called in June. Yeah, you still can use it, ma'am. You called in June to get information for your gift card. Mm-hmm. And then you called back that was June 10th. On June 12th, you called back and said you did not get you didn't get your leggings information. They advised you that you had to use your gift card to be able to locate to get your leggings.
Right.
Have you gotten your leggings yet?
No.
You said not for the last pair, right?
No.
Okay. So let me go back and see if I can track that. Let me go back, get that your code. I just want to verify with your code that it's still good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How to check a customer's gift code. I kind of already know how to do that. Let's see here. Let's go to a pair of leggings. Let's just set a pair. Let's go here. Add it to cart. Check out. Okay, now let's take your gift code, which is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it works. Copy. Go here. Stick it here. Paste. Apply. Okay, I have that gift code card for you if you have a pen and paper.
I do.
Okay, that gift code is 8755, D as in David, another D as in David, 6, G as in George, 1 9 5. That wasn't a 1. It just looked like a 1. Let me go back over. You have 8755. D as in David, D as in David, 6, G as in George, 2, F as in Frank, 9, 5, C as in Charles, H as in Henry, 3, B as in Bob.
Okay.
You want to repeat that just to make sure we gave it to you correctly? Because that is what you're going to use to purchase your leggings with.
Okay. It's 8755DD6G2S95CH3B.
Okay. Where you see the 2 at after the G, that should be an F as in Frank, not Sam.
Oh. Oh, it's an F?
Yes, an
two
F. Fs? Just okay. One F.
Okay. One S.
No, F, as in Frank.
Oh, Frank, okay.
No, don't feel bad because I do the same thing because it sounds like S as in Sam,
yeah.
But it's not. It's F as in Frank.
Okay, so it's 2F95CH3B.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
fabulous.
It. Okay, did you get your other pair of leggings that was purchased in January?
No.
Okay, you haven't gotten those either. Let's check that. Let's check that code, and then I can give it to you as well.
Okay.
Because I do see they have you canceled, but I just want to make sure which ones you have applied for and which ones you haven't.
Well, I didn't apply for it. I called the company and they told me that I would have to re-enter. I forget exactly because there was so much going on.
Okay. Well, if you need help, ma'am, we are here to assist you as well, because we could pull up that webpage while you're on the webpage. All you have to do is pick out a pair of leggings. You got to do one for each code that I give you.
Okay.
When you go in there, you pick out one that you like. You go to mm-hmm. checkout, and it's going to have a place where it's going to say, because this is where I'm going, it says gift card. That is the code that you have. You have okay. to put in that code, and then you apply it. Once you apply it, the charge will go to zero.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. the charge is $49.99, but once you put in your card, it's going to say zero. Then okay. you got to fill out your information for them to ship those leggings to your home, and they okay. will ship them to your home. But like okay. I said, if you have any problems and you need help, call us, and we okay. will help you. Go ahead and get your leggings ordered and shipped out to you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
So welcome. I got one more, the original I'm going to try for you, because I'm taking you state that you haven't purchased any of your leggings yet, or have you
no,
got any?
No, I haven't. Actually, okay. I think I ordered them in December for my granddaughter, or November. I can't remember. And I still haven't got them, so I guess she'll get them this Christmas.
Yeah, you have to go in. You really have to go in and pick them out.
Okay.
And once you, so that way you get what you want.
Okay.
Now, this number, you might want to put two pair of leggings. You will get two pair. I need to check it and make sure that it is still active, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It is still active. You get two pair of leggings, which is going to come up totaling $99.98. But once you put in this card number that I give you, it, mm-hmm. the charge is going to go to zero. Once that okay. charge goes to zero, fill it out. I don't know if they have you fill it out first and put in your card, because the order form is a little bit different than it is for you guys than it is for us. Because
oh, okay.
we put in the code first, and then we fill out your information. I don't know okay. how they do it exactly on that website, but I definitely need you to go to elite14.com. It's called elite14.com.
Oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
You go to their website, pick out your leggings. Now, don't forget, those other two I gave you are just for one pair each. Okay. But
okay.
this
the,
one.
The code that you give me is just for one pair, right?
The first two codes I give you are for one pair.
Oh, so
you
I
only
have two
can,
codes.
You, I gave you two codes. Remember the two things I just gave you? One of them ended in. Oh, did I give you the second one? I don't
no,
know if
dear.
I gave you.
No.
Okay, let me
no.
give you this second one. I'm moving too fast. I do apologize.
No, that's okay. No, that's fine.
I'm moving really fast.
Yeah.
That's only because I'm trying to make sure I give. Let me make sure. Okay, I gave you the original one that ends in B. We know
that's
that
right.
one still works.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me get you the one that ends in F. So,
okay.
if now this is only one pair.
Yeah.
It is 7-4-2-B as in boy, 9-A as in Adam,
mm-hmm.
H is in Henry,
mm-hmm.
2-F as in Frank,
mm-hmm.
D as in David,
mm-hmm.
2-C as in Charles,
mm-hmm.
4-9 D as in David,
mm-hmm.
F as in Frank.
Wonderful. Okay.
That's,
I'll
okay.
repeat it. I'll repeat
okay.
it. 7-7-4-2, B as in Bob, 9-A, H as in Harry, 2-F as in Frank, D-2, C as in Charles, 4-9, D-F. D as
F,
in dog.
F. The last one is going to be F as in Frank.
F. Okay.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
That's why I'm glad you read it back to me, so that well, we can make sure we got it correctly. Because you go put that in there, it's not going to take it off if it has an F.
Okay.
So you got to make sure you got to have an F. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
okay.
this one I'm about to give you has two pair of leggings.
Yes.
That can okay. be bought. Okay. This is your original you bought for the two. I think it was 2 for $24. Yeah.
I believe so.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, the number to that is A as in Adam,
mm-hmm.
4, F as in Frank.
Oh, Frank. Okay. Thank you.
C as in Charles.
Mm-hmm.
3,
mm-hmm.
another C as in Charles.
Mm-hmm.
3, D as in David.
Mm-hmm.
F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
7,
mm-hmm.
D as in David.
Mm-hmm.
H as in Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Another F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
5, 6, B as in Bob.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it. Do you mind going over that so we can make sure it has a couple of F's in there? I want to make sure.
A, 4, F is in Frank, C is Charles, 3, C is Charles, 3, D, F is in Frank, 7, D is in Dan, H, Harry, F is Frank, 5, 6, B is Bob.
That's it.
Fantastic.
Okay, that is all your gift code cards. At this time, you are canceled out, ma'am. They won't be charging anything else for your leggings because it is canceled out.
That's fine.
At this time, all your gift code cards are still active. They do work. I just went in to check them, and I made sure I canceled them out. I still see a full charge at this time of $99.98, so that means I did take your card out. If you have any problem with ordering your leggings, please feel free to give us a call back at Elite 14, okay? And we can assist you with that. My name is Terry.
Terry? Okay. You've been so helpful, Terry. Thank you.
So welcome.
The other thing that I wondered is, Terry, when I canceled my card just like recently, like I think it was last week, she told me I had points of $55, like, you know, the points that you collect if, as you are paying your bill, like you get points. But as I said, I stupidly put my card through the through the shredder.
Yes, ma'am. Now, We don't really do card. I don't know what card you're talking about, like your bank card?
My credit card.
Yes, ma'am. You would have to call the credit card and ask them. They would have to help you with the points that you have on your card. This here was your account when you did the 2 for $24 promotion for some leggings.
Okay.
And because you didn't.
The wrong number.
Okay. Yes. I'm glad we were able to help you because you hadn't even gotten your leggings, ma'am. So you might want to make sure you go and order them since you did pay for them.
Oh, yeah.
And your information is still valid for you to order them online. And if you have any problem, give us a call back because you are canceled out. You've been canceled since March.
Okay. Now, so how do I get, what number do I use to get in touch with the credit card?
You're probably going to have to call your card, ma'am, because we don't have any information for your credit card.
I don't have my card.
Do you know what kind of card it was?
It was a PC MasterCard.
PC, is that from the bank? A bank PC or just
no,
PC
it was
period?
It was
okay,
PC.
You probably have to go online and look up PC credit card or PC, you know, accounts for PC credit card accounts. And what you would have to do is locate their number and give them a call because we don't handle that kind of, we just handle the account for the Elite 14.
I see. All right. Okay. Well, at least that's one thing. I'm so happy I've got this. So that is wonderful. I will somehow, some way find out. I've got my credit card number, but I just don't have the code on the back because my bills are send out with your number, your card number. But
right.
You don't have those three little numbers at the back. That's
well, they opinion. Should. I was going to say what you can do is give them a call. They should be able to help you with that. All you have to do is get the number. I don't know if you have that number available or is on one of your statements, but you should be able to take and call them and let them know you shredded your card and you have the credit card number, but you're missing the three on the back. And mm-hmm. they'll issue you another card or they'll mm-hmm. be able to issue the same card with the same thing. I'm not quite for sure, but you would definitely have to call PC for that one.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Terry, thank you and have a great day.
You too. And thank you for
okay.
calling the Lee 14. Have a great day, ma'am.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.